we get things underway this afternoon by talking a little bit of music here. Let's listen to some first. Again.
My hometown goes along the river. My hometown is long and lean.
That's a cut from the brand new album from Wood and Wire called No Matter Where It Goes From Here. The song is called My Hometown, and it was written by our guest today, the mandolin player, songwriter for the band, Billy Bright, joins us this afternoon. Billy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Love your music and love what I've heard of the new album so far. And I've seen your music described as Texas songwriting meets bluegrass instrumentation.
Yeah, that's the best description we could come up with.
I like that a lot, and it certainly works. And part of it is because, and we talk about this a lot with musicians and songwriters, and maybe more so than ever before, we're breaking away, I hope, from having to lock people into genres. And all the guys in the band, y'all have very diverse musical influences.
Very true. I feel like genres are, especially these days, where you can listen to, you know, you can live anywhere and hear music from any part of the globe. I feel like genres are less and less of a thing. Much less. I mean, they're kind of something that's always been, that was invented, I think, to describe music and less more about playing music. You know, so, yeah, I think that's a good thing.
The title of the album comes from your song, Home and the Banjo. Can you tell us what it means, no matter where it goes from here?
Well, I like to leave the meaning up to personal interpretation as much as possible, but I will say that our bass player Dom Fisher grabbed that as an album title concept after we that song. I mean, that song is about a lot of things for me, we wrote the whole album and recorded the whole album sort of right before the shutdown. I think we finished on February 26th or something like that, you know, and we were moving towards all the releasing stuff when the shutdown happened, but we didn't have an album title and stuff like that. And after we decided we were going to continue with it and release it and all that, we had to come up with an album title. And so we started kind of combing the lyrics, and unless you use a song title, that's the one method we've used for coming up with album title concepts. And so it just seemed like Dom came up with that idea, and it seemed to kind of have enough open interpretations and kind of relate to what was going on that everybody liked it. And I like it, and I think it's kind of, it plays in, for me, like in the context where we're at now, it kind of plays into like, well, and even before the shutdown and everything, it's what we do. You kind of got to just put it out there and do it no matter what happens.
Well, these are challenging times, to say the least, for artists and performers. How have you guys all been handling this?
Well, different ways. I mean, as far as the day-to-day goes, we've all taken different approaches to whatever we can do to get by. And psychologically, how we're handling it, I think pretty good. You know, it's almost as though we were, I mean, the whole industry, the whole music industry, I think especially, as far as compared to other artistic industries or whatever, but probably everybody too, it's like we were driving along and then we just flew off a cliff one day. I mean, so much of what we do has become based around playing live, you know, in the music industry, more and more over the years. So, yeah, we're handling it, and we feel very fortunate, I think, all of us in the group that we had a product that we had finished, that we weren't stuck in limbo with our release, and so we're at least able to put out some music and hopefully bring a little positive energy to things, and, you know, give some people something new in these times when it's hard to come up with new things because it's hard to get together and create.
Your last album, North of Despair, earned a Grammy Award nomination. What does that do, if anything, for the band? Obviously, some validation there in the big picture. Does it change your approach at all?
Not really. As far as I think we kind of have to move forward, pretending that didn't happen. And as far as artistically speaking, I mean, it can't really change the way that you create. I don't think. I think maybe in the sense of validation, maybe it shows that the way we were creating was on the right track. So just kind of keep on going down that track. But we didn't do anything differently to follow up or anything. We just kind of did what we did before and let ourselves. We go into the studio and kind of we produce ourselves, and so it's got a lot of room to move around, and something we all do is let each other try whatever we want to try, and so that's usually where we find the stuff we like. So there wasn't a lot of concrete ideas going in as far as following up a Grammy nominated album or anything like that, although it is the thing. That is what we're doing. Yeah.
We're talking with Billy Bright of Wood and Wire. The new album is No Matter Where It Goes From Here, officially comes out on August 20th. Well, let's talk about that songwriting process. Y'all come in with a song. Do you come in with it fully formed? Do you come in with an idea and everybody adds a little something to it, or is it different every time out?
I'd say it's different every time out. On this particular release, we recorded about almost two albums worth of stuff, and then kind of we all just voted on what we liked the most and what we thought fit together the most as a concept or a whole album, and so there's a lot of different there's a big spectrum there as far as how they were written, and a lot of times our lead singer and guitar player writes a lot of songs, and I write a bunch of instrumentals, and our banjo player composes a lot of instrumentals, and Dom, our bass player, writes. We all write to a degree, and so I think the philosophy is, if for me anyway, that when you bring a song into a band, and we really work like a band, sort of as much as that's possible. Everybody, having a little part in everything, and I feel like when you bring a song in, that it sort of becomes the creative property of the band. Just like if somebody covers your song, their version of it is their version of it, So when we bring a song to the band, no matter who wrote it, like if there's something that somebody feels like needs to be changed, I think we all are pretty open with the songs that we come in with. But I would say, for the most part, generally speaking, when somebody brings in a tune, it's usually almost all the way done. Tony and I have done a little bit of writing together and whatnot, but we bring it in, we all throw it around with our ideas. We do a lot of pre-production, I guess you would call it, which is just us getting together and working on the tunes a lot before we ever play them live or before we go into the studio, just so that we can develop them. And in that process, it's everybody's part of the arrangement and the production and the, coming up with all the parts. So, yeah.
We played a little bit of My Hometown, and that's among other things, a shout-out to your hometown of El Paso, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. It's on this particular record, like I said, we recorded a bunch of songs and then kind of filtered it down. I was just going along like our last record, which was mostly written by Tony, and then at the end I sort of threw out a couple songs that I'd written a long time ago, So I did the same thing on this album. I just pulled a bunch of songs out that I had written for almost more personal reasons than anything, because it was like, well, does anybody have anything else? And so I thought, well, if you want to try singing these, you can. And this was one of them. And this is a song that, yeah, that I wrote for just thinking about, you know, I heard somebody do a song on the radio once, like kind of a sweet, reminiscent song about their hometown, my hometown, this, that, and the other. And I thought, you know, what would I sing about my hometown? And this sort of was an exercise in that. And, it turned into a song. And El Paso is, you know, I haven't lived there in many years, but I grew up there, and I still call it my hometown. I still say I'm from there, so that must mean something. It's a very unique and special place, and dear to my heart. So I hope the song reflects that.
Also, a wonderful salute to a guy you played with, the legendary Vassar Clemons.
Oh yeah, that song, Clamp Shoot. Vassar told me a story once that he was like in the army for a brief time before World War II, and he trained to be like a paratrooper or something like that, but he never got sent out. I don't know if this is true or not. I don't even know if he actually told me this or if I just made this up, but I remembered him telling me that he had jumped out of a, or maybe I dreamed it, I don't know, but he had jumped out of a parachute, and his parachute didn't open, so he had to grab onto one of his buddies and ride down with him. And so Vassar's nickname was Clamp, one of his nicknames, I guess, because he smoked a pipe. And so I was writing this around 2005, right about the time that he died, and it compositionally kind of reminded me of that story. So I kind of continued with that and wrote it as a tribute to him, and named it as a tribute to him. And it's a song that I've worked up in many configurations with many people, and but never sort of fully realized it in the way that we were able to on this record. And we started playing this song live about, I don't know, 3 or 4, maybe 5 years ago, and got a lot of time playing it live under our belt. So we went into the studio and just did what we do on stage, and that's how it ended up, a 9-minute song.
Well, it's a great showcase for everybody there too. I'm a full-time history teacher when I'm not doing this, so I was thrilled to hear what I'm pretty sure is the first song that I can recall written about the Whiskey Rebellion.
Yeah. So that's cool. I was watching the hip-hop opera Hamilton this summer, and they make a little crack in there at one point. They're like, well, you think this is bad? Just wait until you try taxing their whiskey or something.
Right.
Like that. And I was like, that's what that song is. This song was, yeah, as a history teacher, you can thank the History Channel for this song. A guy that I used to play in a band with, Jeff Union. We used to have a group called the Two High String Band for a long, long time. And, that's where this song originally came from. He wrote it on the road one night after a gig, sitting there watching some, you know, documentary about it on the History Channel. And he started studying it, all this stuff. And he, you know, it's bluegrass. He likes to write songs about whiskey and all that stuff. And this is kind of a cool little take on that. And we got booked. They had this festival called the Whiskey Rebellion Festival that's right in Washington, Pennsylvania. And we got booked to play it about 3 or 4 years ago. And everybody in this band, we are all part of, you know, the bluegrass scene in Austin. And there used to be this jam that Jeff and Trevor, our banjo player, were a part of. And then Tony and Dom got involved in it as well. And they would play this song with Jeff a lot. And And I had played it with Jeff a lot. And when we got booked to play the festival, I told Tony, I was like, man, we should play this song at the festival, you know? And so we worked it up. And then when we went up there to play it, it was really fun because I begged him. I was like, please, let's just don't introduce this song. Don't introduce it, you know what I mean? Don't tell him what it's about. And so we played it, and it was really awesome that, you know, it was kind of one of those, like a street fair, like in Pennsylvania that you would imagine, you know, it's kind of like you wonder if anybody's paying attention or not when you're up on stage.
Right.
Pretty raucous crowd, but a nice tent full of people, and they were, you know, partying and pretty loud, and we started playing this song, and when we got... There's one lyric towards they realized what it was about, and they started going crazy, and then like paying super attention to the song, and it was an instant hit. It was really fun. And so we've been playing it ever since. It's a great, I love that song. I think it's really well written. And as I've studied the Whiskey Rebellion to learn more about the song and to come up with our notes for the record and stuff, it's like, wow, man, Jeff, you really did a good job on it. So it's cool.
The new album from Wood and Wire, No Matter Where It Goes From Here, comes out officially next Friday. It is some absolutely terrific music. Billy Bright, so good to talk with you. We wish you much success with the new album and hope to see you be able to get back out on the road before too long.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, Rich, and we'll good talking to you as well.
Thank you so much. Billy Bright, Wood and Wire, here on Downtown.